In this week's parsha, we read about the difference between Yaakov and Esav, and Chazal tell us that even though Esav was generally big Russia, he was the world's expert, Guinness Book of World Records tzaddik, at the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avaim, and we see throughout the parsha how he feeds his father and how concerned he is to take care of him, and how even he doesn't want to upset him, that he doesn't want his father to disapprove his marriage, and he's willing to make another marriage to make his father happy, and he doesn't want to kill Yaakov when his father's there. But Rav Soloveitchik, when he discussed the inyan of Kibbutz Avaim, pointed out that that doesn't mean that Esav had the right attitude towards his father. He says, you know, Esav, what do you mean? In the Avos, Mesoris Avos, Esav, this big Kibbutz Avaim, and he went off the derech, how could that be? So he says, there's a famous problem in the Achronim. There are two mitzvahs I say when it comes to your father and mother, Kibbutz and Mora. And there's a big deal in the poskim. What's the difference between Kibbutz Avaim and Mora Avaim? Right? What's exactly, is it that one is positive things and one is the negative not doing things? What's the difference between Kibbutz and Mora? So the Rav said there's a tremendous philosophical difference in Kibbutz Avaim and Mora Avaim. It says Kibbutz Avaim is to want to make your father happy. Kibbutz Avaim is machilo mashkehu. You give him food and drink and you take him out. You take care of his needs as want to make your father happy. What's Mora? The Rav says Mora means you don't contradict him and you don't sit in his place, you don't stand in his place. So the Rav says, it's not that Kibbutz and Mora are two ways to make your father happy. You make your father happy by giving him food and drink, and you make your father happy by, like, showing respect for him. He says, no, they're two totally different things. Kibbutz is to want your father physically, psychologically to be happy. To want to be nice to him. To want to make his life better. That's Kibbutz. To respect your father and want to improve his life. Says Mora is not about the quality of your father's life. Mora is about what your father stands for. Mora is about what your father believes in. Mora is, what does it mean to respect your father? It doesn't mean don't contradict him because he'll be upset. No, it means don't contradict him because you respect what he stands for so much that you don't want to make it look something like you're the opposite of what he stands for. The Rav says, expert was an aluf ha'olam. Esav was an expert in Kibbutz Avaim. He always wanted his father to be happy. He says, I'm not going to kill my brother while my father's alive. Because I don't want my father to cry. I don't want my father to be upset. He always wants his father to be happy. But what did he say? As soon as my father passes away, that's it. I'm killing Yaakov. Well, doesn't he realize that Yitzchak stood for certain values? That Yitzchak didn't, even after Yitzchak died, he didn't want Esav to kill Yaakov. Even after Yitzchak passed away, he didn't want his sons to kill each other. Did he care about that? The answer is no. He cared. He didn't want his father to cry. He wants his father to be happy. But he didn't care about the values of his father. He didn't care about the ideals of his father. He didn't care about what his father stood for. As soon as father dies and isn't looking anymore, then he could betray his whole legacy and do everything his father disapproves of. Because he didn't really internalize the values of his father. He just didn't want his father to cry. Okay, that's nice. That's madriga. The Rav says that's using Kibbutz and Mora. Kibbutz is you want your father to be happy. Mora is you really believe in the mahos of your father and what your father stands for, and you want to do what your father believes in. Esav had Kibbutz, but not Mora, and that's why ultimately he couldn't continue this Mesorah because he got the chitzonius level. But he didn't understand, but Pnimius, that it's not enough to just want your father to be happy. You have to really want, it's not enough to be loyal to your father's psychological and physical needs. You have to be loyal to his values and what he stands for as well. And that's what Esav was ultimately missing. And that's why he was Esav HaRashi. Kervu yimei evel aviv argat Yaakov achi. It's our job. We have Kibbutz Mora Avaim. And the Ram says, just like we have Kibbutz Mora Avaim, Kibbutz Mora Rabo. And we discussed some of us in Shir this morning, the idea of lo amar davar shlo shampi rabo li olam, and the loyalty one has to a Rebbe, that ultimately there's two prongs to this. Number one, we want our parents to be happy. We want a Rebbe. We want it to be nice. But number two, perhaps even more importantly, the thing that has more eternal value that separates Yaakov from Esav is to be loyal to what they stand for, to be loyal for what they believe in, whether they realize or they don't realize, whether they see it or they don't see it, whether even with us or they already passed on to the Olam HaEmes, to do those things that would make them proud, whether they're watching or not. That's ultimately Mora Avaim.